of cultural diversity. I got very lost in the whole narrative. Wasn't exactly sure who was supposed to be talking to who and what was going on in that. But definitely a lot of racialized stereotypes that are not politically correct anymore, I guess. Love that bad Italian accent. Wish Fabio were still here. He goes really crazy with the bad Italian racial stereotypes. But of course, I like to do it in front of him all the time with the sort of Mario and Luigi voice. It's not enough that you had to, you know, sell flowers at the airports for True Father and live off of garlic paste and instant noodles. You had to participate in these sing-alongs as well. The Unification Church. I'm going to round things out with Yoido Full Gospel, another Korean Pentecostal church, cult, Christian organization, actually the largest Pentecostal Christian organization in South Korea. Where there has been an embezzlement scenario. Pastor Cho and his son were convicted of embezzlement, $12 million in church funds. Also, another scandal with this church, one of the pastors was caught sneaking into a Buddhist temple and urinating all over the shrines and Buddhist statues. That's how much they despise the Eastern religions. Anyway, I want to play a field recording from one of their sessions, one of their sermons or services. They do a lot of speaking in tongues. They do a lot of cacophony. You know, one thing I got to say, I really love listening to this stuff. I think this is the real sound art right here. And you'll find out why. Anyway, I'm going to let her rip. This has been the Music of Mind Control on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. You know what? The sound is so bad on that. I didn't, for some reason, when I previewed it, it didn't sound that bad. So I will have to play that another time after I do some fixer-upper on the audio. In place of Yoido Full Gospel, I'm going to play Muwata Ashby from the Shatout Nater Temple of Aset. See you next week.
forgotten summer days, fond memories are gone. But without some happiness, how can we go on? Boarded up the windows now and shut all the blinds. We live in endless night. Darkness now our only friend and the one we trust. Hard for us to live this way, but I'm afraid we must. We won't let this sunshine in. We fear the dreaded light.
are tuned to Morricone Island on WFMU. I'm your host, Devin Levins, here every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. playing the Soundtrack Hits. This week is no exception. We are now in week 3 of our look back to the highlights of film and television music released last year in 2023. It's our Best in Soundtrack, Part 3, 2023. And we kicked it all off with two tracks from BMX Bandits, their score to Dreaded Light, which is a Scottish guitar pop band formed in Bellshill back in 1986, Scotland, led by singer-songwriter Douglas T. Stewart, heavily influenced by 60s pop from Brian Wilson to Serge Gainsbourg and even the Disney staples, the Sherman Brothers. And the band shares members over the years with Teenage Fan Club, Soup Dragons, and notable as one of Kurt Cobain's favorite bands. He said if he could be in any other band, it would be the BMX Bandits. And Dreaded Light released properly the beginning of last year about a medium who agrees to help a grieving widower try to figure out why his daughter has developed daylight phobia, based somewhat on an encounter that the writer-director Mark Nichols' mother had with a spiritualist medium, claiming to have a message from her oldest child who had passed before Mark Nichols had gotten to know his big sister. After that, two tracks from Christopher Bear and Daniel Rawson's Past Lives score. We heard the tracks We Live Here and An Immigrant and a Tourist, sort of a romantic drama written, directed by Celine Song in her directorial debut. This follows two childhood friends over the course of 24 years while they look back on the nature of their relationship as they grow apart, living different lives. Again, semi-autobiographical, inspired by the real events of Celine Song's life. Premiered at Sundance and had 5 nominations at the Golden Globes earlier this month, including Best Motion Picture Drama. The soundtrack album is composed by the drummer of Grizzly Bear, Christopher Bear, and the singer-songwriter Daniel Rawson, their film scoring debut. And then lastly, David Holmes. We're also hearing David Holmes in the background from Marlowe. We heard the opening title in the background. Now, For the Rest of Time, We'll See the Dead, a neo-noir directed by Neil Jordan, based on the 2014 novel The Black-Eyed Blonde by John Banville. And it stars Liam Neeson as the detective Philip Marlowe, the created character by Raymond Chandler, of course. All-star cast, Diane Kruger, Jessica Lange, Alan Cumming, but box office bomb. And David Holmes, great Northern Irish musician, composer, DJ, getting his start in the late 90s composing film with a long-standing collaboration with Steven Soderbergh, I guess when Cliff Martinez isn't involved, or Alexander Desplat, the Ocean's 11 trilogy. So moving right along, one of my favorites from last year so far of everything that I've been going through, we're going to hear the track Diner by Emily Levinas-Faroche, Paris-born, I guess, Bordeaux-bred and London-based pianist and composer. Scored a number of films over the years with a BA at University of Westminster and a master's in acoustic composition from Goldsmiths University London. It's hard to pick a track, but I went with Diner, comes towards the end. A great mixture of electronics and, I guess, primarily cello. Then we're going to hear 3 tracks from one from each composer that co-composed for Nicholas Winding Refn's Netflix noir thriller TV series, Copenhagen Cowboy. First, we'll hear the great Cliff Martinez. He's been on the show 4 times over the years. Former drummer of Captain Beefheart, the Dickies, the Weirdos, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and switched to composing with Soderbergh, as previously mentioned, in Sex, Lies, and Videotapes, and went on to do many great things. And a very close composer with Winding Refn, I believe starting with Drive, but later Neon Demon, amongst others. So we're going to hear Moi Dances. After that, Blackest of Blues, Julian Winding, which is, I guess, Nicholas's half-nephew, the son of Casper Winding and Bridget Nielsen, raised by Casper. I guess Bridget was not in his upbringing. And then lastly, Tearful from Peter, a Danish rock musician and composer, formerly of the Danish rock band Sort Soul or The Sods, but also closely working with Nicholas Winding Refn, starting with the earliest of his work, Pusher 1, 2, and 3, as well as Bleeder, named after one of Peter's old bands. And I think we'll go from there here on WFMU, Morricone Island. WFMU Morricone Island, our best in soundtrack, part three, our look back at the highlights of film music for film and television music for 2023. We just heard, as previously mentioned, Diner from Emily Levinet-Fourouche, All of Us Strangers, a British romantic fantasy film written and directed by Andrew Haig, based on the 87 novel Strangers, the second feature adaptation of the novel after the Japanese film The Discarnates from 88. Premiered at a Telluride last summer, about a screenwriter drawn back to his childhood home, enters into a relationship with the neighbor. He then discovers his parents appear to be living just as they were on the day they died 30 years before. And Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Power of Love, features prominently towards the end. Everybody's talking about it. After that, three tracks by each of the three composers of Copenhagen Cowboy. Nicholas Finding Refn's a Netflix noir thriller, Danish language thriller even, about a renegade with psychic abilities who goes up against Copenhagen's criminal underworld. So a track from Cliff Martinez, one by Julian Winding, and lastly Peter, the Danish composer and rock musician. In the background, Copenhagen Cowboy, another track from Peter's score to Copenhagen Cowboy. So next up, moving along, great track here, Gary Gunn, 1001, the opening theme. It's a drama written and directed by A.V. Rockwell in her feature directorial debut, about a single mother who decides to kidnap her son out of foster care to raise him herself. And they struggle with their lives in a constantly changing New York City. It premiered last year at Sundance and won the Grand Jury Prize. Gunn has a long history of composing for film and TV, shorts and documentaries, I guess like Master of Life for HBO and David Makes Man. After that, we'll hear something from the third in the latest reboot of the Danger Diabolik serial, based on the 1968 comic strip, the Italian comic strip. This one is entitled Diabolik, Where Are You? And composed by Pivio and Aldo Descalzi, the Prague composers, unrelated, not brothers after all. I have connections to the New Trolls, amongst other Italian Prague bands from the 70s and beyond. And then we're going to hear a track in a half or so from Leo Barenberg and Zach Robinson's Florida Man Netflix TV show as well. The duo known for the music behind Cobra Kai. We'll go on from there here on WFMU Morricone Island's Best in Soundtrack Week 3. Thank you. WFMU Morricone Islands, week three of our look back in the Best in Soundtrack 2023. Some of the highlights of film and television music that has hit my ears over the past year. We started that set off with the opening theme from 1001, the drama written and directed by A.V. Rockwell in her directorial debut, which premiered at Sundance and won the Grand Jury Prize. And then after that, Pivio and Aldo Descalzi's third in the Italian crime action series, directed by the Minetti brothers, Althea Entra nel Covo di Diabolik, Diabolik, Where Are You?, premiered at the Rome Film Festival last year, and follows the 2021 Diabolik reboot, the 2022 Diabolik Ginkgo Attacks sequel. After being captured by a criminal gang, Diabolik tells Ginkgo about his past while Eva Kant and Althea search for them. The Pivio and Aldo are not brothers, as many think. It's just their collaborative name, their alias, as Aldo is the brother of Vittorio Descalzi, founding member of Neutrals, and had himself worked with, composed many songs for Neutrals. The two worked together on San Remo Music Festival submissions and a bunch of prog bands over the years from Italy, and have a very long career scoring for film, starting in the 90s, and are very mostly closely aligned with the Minetti brothers and their projects. And then we heard sort of an Ethiopiques-esque track, the main theme from Florida Man, Netflix TV series, composed by Leo Barenberg and Zach Robinson. They were on the show many years ago discussing Cobra Kai, responsible for all the music there. Barenberg is a mentee of Christoph Beck, the kind of well-known composer, sort of helped him out in the early days with Muppets and Ant-Man and all these projects, until going off on his own eventually. And many, many times working closely with Zach Robinson, another LA-based composer and electronic musician. We're going to finish up the hour with Tim Hecker's Infinity Pool, the title track from the sci-fi horror film written and directed by Brandon Cronenberg, stars Alexander Skarsgård, Mia Goth, and Cleopatra Coleman, about a struggling writer and his wife on vacation who, after an accident, discover the country's dark culture, premiered at Sundance. Hecker is a Canadian electronic musician, producer, composer, sound artist. He's worked with the likes of Ben Frost, Johan Johansson, Daniel Lopatin, and many others, and scored a number of films on his own. Then after that, Steve Moore, the bass player, keyboardist of Pittsburgh Zombie. We're going to hear Rhode Island Accent from Christmas Bloody Christmas, as you can guess, a Christmas-themed horror film that's written and directed by Joe Bagos, about a robotic Santa Claus going on a Christmas Eve killing spree. Steve Moore has also scored a number of horror films. The Guest, Mind's Eye, VFW, all heard on this station, on this show. And also early days composed under the alias Gianni Rossi, Gutterballs and Star Vehicle. After that, Applebee's Joe Wong from the Netflix adult animated apocalyptic comedy miniseries created by Dan Gutterman, Carol and the End of the World. Joe Wong may be most known as the drummer for Parts and Labor, New York based band back in the day. Also plays with Barney Stern and Man Forever, Mary Timoney, and has put out his own solo record, I think, during the pandemic that came out on Decca with help from all kinds of people, those mentioned and members of Shudder to Think and Flaming Lips. But he's sort of turned from drumming to scoring quite a bit. An early score for Chris Smith's The Pool, great film way back in the day, but a lot of work lately for Netflix, Russian Doll, Master of None, and now Carol and the End of the World. He also hosts the drummer podcast, The Trap Set, which seems to be on hold these days. Too busy scoring for Netflix. And then lastly, a guest of the show last month, John Medeski of Medeski, Martin, and Wood fame. We're going to hear Utopian World, About a House, and The End, appropriately for The Curse, which is the Nathan Fielder and Benny Safdie produced TV series for Showtime, starring Emma Stone, Fielder, and Safdie, just concluded last week. As bizarre as you would have expected. And I go back to the archive for the interview with John Medeski, which was pretty exciting, here on WFMU. And that should do it for week three. We may just keep doing this until we get a guest here, but the Best in Soundtrack 23 continues. I expect at least another, if not another two or three, in upcoming weeks. And we'll see you then. Marconi Island. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, broadcasting at 91.9 FM in New York City and Rockland County, and online at WFMU.org.